Pause recording.
Okay, sorry, this is rather long. I do ramble when I get going. Basically, I think I can't remember what I was saying at the end of that, but basically, I feel very lucky, and in many things in life, I think, ooh, I want to understand such and such and such and such, and these things have been shown to me. Like, you know, I mean, I've had it happen, but there are certain things in life I do not care that I don't understand and don't wish to happen. And one of which is friendships which break apart rather abruptly and horribly, and I don't wish that in my family. And I don't want to be somebody who, after 40-odd years, which I've heard of happening, decide they're not suitable with each other and go and get divorced. I can't get my head around that after loads of years together, because I can only assume you're not really friends anymore. You're not good enough friends anymore to stick together, or maybe you've got someone else. I can't think of good reasons otherwise, unless you beat each other up or something. That I don't ever want to be shown what that's like. Thank you very much. There are things I just don't want to be shown, to don't want to feel myself of having my life. I mean, sometimes when I hear about friendships, it gets negative, and I feel rather depressed is probably too strong a word, but down about such things. And you think it's rather sad, especially when you know people seem to get on well, and it's always sad in families to see that happen, because other members of family it affects, doesn't it? And of course, then I see people like that, and you sort of think, nothing you can do, you can't intervene. You can't bang people's heads together, which sometimes you might feel like, but say this is no reflection on any person, so at all. It's just my thoughts as to what I see around me in life, what I've seen around, what I do find around, and how lucky I think I am that to be, that, as I say, the worst thing that happens is I just drift apart from friends and acquaintances. That's the worst. Never ended in an abrupt quarrel. I'd like to think that things always amend, but
Boxcar at Barking Babs 1971 at couples underscore 59, so hard to put into words, but totally got what you are saying.
But oh, somebody's replying on Twitter, I think, to one of my Boxcar just said she's listening to my audio booth. But yes, so my rambling, I apologize for the fact I rambled, but it is upsetting to see it. I don't like to see it, but we're all imperfect. We'll all do it. We'll all do horrible things that sometimes. And we'll all have things happen, and I expect I shall do something that nobody likes on Twitter or on audio, something that will annoy someone. I hope I never do anything that truly upsets anyone. No, I don't want to do that. Anyway, that really is the end of my rambling. So I will say cheerio. And there's at least one person watching these. So, okay, here comes the rest of it then. Bye for now.
Pause recording.